各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all of you.
后天是母亲节。
Two days from now will be Mother's Day.
圣经上叫我们每个人要孝敬父母亲。
Bible teaches us to each honor our parents.
所以我们都觉得这是一个相当有意义的节日。
So we believe this is a special day with meaning.
每个人都要在这一天特地的来谢谢我们的妈妈。
And we would give special thanks to our mothers on this day.
虽然每年，我的女儿在母亲节一定会送给我太太一张卡片。
And my daughter has been giving my wife a Mother's Day card every year.
其实我太太也知道，她一定会自己画一张卡片。
And my wife knows that she would draw a card herself.
但是她还是很期待女儿这一份的情感。
Even then, she always looks forward to this gift.
所以我们当中，如果爸爸妈妈妈妈不在身边的
，So if there are people among us whose mothers are not around here,
我相信我们的妈妈也在期待我们给她一个电话、一张卡片、一声问候。
I believe our mothers are waiting for us to give her a call or to send her a card.
在我们纪念妈妈的爱的同时，我们也来怀念圣经上一位伟大的妇女。
While we remember our mother's love, let's also think about a woman in the Bible.
那就是撒母耳的母亲哈娜。
Hannah, the mother of Samuel.
撒母耳他是最后一位士师。
Samuel was the last judge.
他也是一位先知，也是一位祭司。
He was also a prophet and priest.
在属灵属世可以说是一个非常成功的人物。
Both in the world and in the spiritual realm, he was a very successful man.
那事实上，这些一切的成就跟那一只背后的手有相当关联。
All these achievements have much to do with the supporting hand behind him.
所以今天晚上我们来查考哈拿的爱。
This evening we'd like to talk about Hannah's love.
作为我们一位当妈妈的一个参考。
This will be a reference for our mothers.
我们来看撒母耳记上二章的十八节。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 18.
撒母耳记上二章十八节。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 18.
旧约三百三十七页。那时撒母耳还是孩子，穿着细麻布的以弗德竖立在神面前，十九节。他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍，同着丈夫上来献年纪的时候带来给他。真提到撒母耳小小年纪就到圣殿里面去做服事的工作。
While Samuel was still a boy, he served in the temple.
他穿了一个祭司的制服，就是以弗德，那是一件蓝色的衣裳。
He wore the blue linen ephod, the uniform of priests.
那个蓝色的衣裳上面画着石榴，也吊着铃铛，所以走起路来叮叮当当，叮叮当当。
On the blue ephod, there were drawn pomegranates, and there also hanged bells. So whenever he walked, there would be the sound of bells.
不晓得撒母耳喜不喜欢这件以弗德的外袍。
I'm not sure if Samuel liked this kind of uniform.
但是他还有另外一件外袍，是妈妈每年从他的家乡带来给他穿的一件外袍。
But we know that he also had another robe, a little robe made by his mother from home.
他的故乡原来是在拉玛撒菲索菲。二章的第一节，一章的一节。
His hometown was Ramathan.
他服侍的工作的地方是在示罗。
And he served in Shiloh.
这些都是在比较高的高山上面。
These are places in the high mountains.
所以晚上可能相当的凉。
So it must have been quite chilling at night.
如果知道妈妈提供他这种肉体上的需要。
His mother provided for his physical needs.
这是全世界所有妈妈的心。
This is the heart of every mother in the world.
小弟到一个地方去访问。
I once visited a place.
听到一个妈妈这样说。
A mother told me.
虽然我的孩子来美国留学，花我很多的钱，台币实在是太多钱了。
I spent a lot of money sending my son to school in the U.S.
我不只送一个, 我还送两个。
In fact, I sent two of my children.
对于我们这个做公务员的人来说, 实在是一个非常大的负担。
And for someone like her, who works for the government, it was a very great burden.
但是因为孩子喜欢, 所以我们就照做了。
But they follow their children's decision.
他们希望孩子将来有更好的成就。
They wanted their children to have a brighter future.
这些都是全天下妈妈的心。
This illustrates the heart of every mother in the world.
小弟也有这种感觉。
I have the same feeling.
小时候我们虽然很穷, 妈妈总是把最好的菜夹在我们的碗里面。
When we were little, even though we were very poor, our mothers would give us the best in the food.
长大的时候, 虽然觉得自己的家庭已经是小康家庭了。
When we became older, our families became quite well-to-do.
但是你会知道妈妈的关心, 尤其对我们肉体的关怀, 从来没有间断过。
Yet, the love from our mother never stopped.
我爸爸妈妈从来没有来过北加州, 以前呢。
In the past, my parents never came to Northern California.
有一个童年回到台湾去, 他们问他说, 北加州会不会很冷, 会不会下雪?
When a church member went back to Taiwan, they asked this member, whether it's very cold or it snows in Northern California.
人家跟他说, 不会啦, 这里是全世界天气最好的地方。
And they were told that this Bay Area has the best climate in the world.
我爸不相信呢。
My father wouldn't believe it.
直到来了,他才, 哎呀, 真的是不错的。
And when he actually arrived here, he realized that it was true.
但是他的担心还是没有停止。
But his concern for me never stopped.
我在想说, 哎呀, 你房租这么贵。
He said, your rent, you pay so much rent.
想办法帮你搞一个房子, 弄一个房子好了。
Maybe I should help you buy a house.
这个找到一个房子。
When we found a house,
想说你的mortgage这么贵。
He said to me, your mortgage is so high.
赶快把你的客厅这个出租给别人吧。
Quickly rent out your living room.
我知道他的心永远挂在孩子的身上。
The parents' hearts are always on the children.
他们总是关怀我们肉身的需要。
They're always concerned for our physical needs.
直到他们 吸了最后一口气为止，这种精神是不会改变的。
And until they draw their last breath, their such loving spirit will never stop.
撒母耳接受这种关怀，我想不只是关怀在身上的那件衣服而已。
I believe the love that Samuel received wasn't only in the robe he received.
这个温暖是温暖到心里面去的。
The warmth that he received touched his heart.
因为这一节跟我们讲说，这件衣服是妈妈亲手所缝制的，缝制的。
This verse tells us that the robe was made by his mother.
所以这件衣服不只是穿在身上，更是穿在心上；不只是软在身上，更是软在心上。
So this robe not only clothed and warmed him physically, but also in his heart.
所以我们觉得给孩子的感觉应该是一种很温暖的感觉，不只是物质的关怀而已。
So the warmth that Samuel received was beyond the physical provision.
孩子对妈妈的温暖事实上感受是非常深刻的。
Children have very profound sensitivity to their mother's concern.
小弟以前分享过，我的太太那个对孩子的爱就是亲亲他，有时候咬咬他，小时候是这样子。
I shared with you this before that the way my wife shows love to our children is kissing them and sometimes biting them a little.
结果我那个儿子呢，遇到其他的小朋友看到也要亲亲人家，但是不太会控制，就大口的咬人家一口啊。
And my children learn from her, and when they see people they like, they kiss them and sometimes even bite them.
一个小孩子被我的儿子咬了八个牙齿在脸颊上面，我看的实在是很难过。
My boy once bit someone on the cheek 8 times, and I felt very bad.
不相信，如果你给你的孩子小时候常常跟他tickle，跟他搔痒，他看到童年期也会想要跟别人搔痒。
If you don't believe me, try tickling your children when they're young. When they grow older, they will like to do the same to others.
你会见到一个有温暖的小孩子，他是一个非常友善的孩子。
A child who receives the warmth of their parents' love will be very kind.
他对这种温暖的感觉是非常窝心的，非常纪念的。
And they will always remember such love.
我们会见到物质的给予不等于是温暖的感受。
Physical provision doesn't necessarily bring warmth in the heart.
所以我常常觉得我们要常常给我们孩子 hug and kiss, 要常常让他们多一点时间跟他们聊天，多一点时间啊，了解他们心里的世界。
So I believe we need to spend time hugging and kissing our children, and also try to know them.
虽然撒母耳跟他的孩子距离得非常远啊，不，他拿跟他的孩子距离的空间很远，一年也许不晓得见一次还是两次。
Even though Hannah lived very far from where Samuel lived, and she probably saw him only once or twice a year.
但是那种关怀的感觉依然传到撒母耳的身上。
Yet her love for him was felt from a long distance.
尤其是慈母的手，慈母的手中的线。
Especially the rope that she made for him.
我们中国人对这种感受是非常强烈的。
And the Chinese literature has such depictions of this feeling.
我们有一首诗说，慈母手中线，游子身上衣。临行密密缝，意恐迟迟归。那个游子能够体会到妈妈临走前的那种针线的爱，那种真的是贴到心里面的爱。
There's a Chinese poem that talks about a child who's leaving far away from home, and the mother made clothes for him, and that truly touches him.
我们在看那个父母相处之间那个。的一种关怀哈，我就让我感动那个浪子的比喻哈，不是那个爸爸摆了一顿丰盛的宴席请了这个浪子。
In the parable of the prodigal son, what truly moves me about the father wasn't the huge banquet he's set up for his child.
令我感动的是爸爸常常打开他的手，期盼着孩子的回来。
But rather, it was how the father always waited for his son's return with open arms.
令人掉眼泪的是，当爸爸跟孩子抱在一起痛哭的时刻。
And what touches us to tear is the point when they embraced each other and wept.
所以我们要让我们的孩子在温暖的环境当中长大。
Therefore, we should let our children grow up in the love of, in the warmth of our love.
我们知道哈拿的爱是一种值得信赖的一种。不间断的爱。
Hannah's love was one that could be trusted and one that never ceased.
她每年一定会带一个小袍子来给她的孩子。
Every year, for sure, she would bring a little robe for him.
不晓得 Samuel 在成长的时候有没有朋友。
I don't know if Samuel had childhood friends.
如果我是 Samuel, 我一定会请我的朋友来看看我的衣橱。
If I were Samuel, I would certainly ask my friends to come and look at my robes.
会跟他的朋友说，你看，这是我八岁的时候，我妈妈给我做的第一件外袍，也许啊。
I would tell my friends, look, this is the robe my mother made for me when I was eight.
这一件是我妈妈生第二个儿子的时候给我做的外袍，虽然她很辛苦，她还是继续帮我做那个外袍。
Or this is the robe she made for me when she had the second child, even though she was very
第三件是我妈妈生女儿的时候给我做的另外一件外袍，虽然她每天只睡三四个小时而已。
Even though she worked very hard, or this is the robe she made for me when she had the third child.
另外，知道这个孩子的心中对妈妈的那种爱，很肯定，每年妈妈一定会帮我做一件外袍。
So the boy knew that every year his mother would bring him a robe.
我觉得这种让孩子这样的感受是非常重要的。
I believe it's important to give our children such feeling.
我们要让孩子知道说，无论您怎么样，我的爱永远是可以信赖的，我一定是永远爱您的，爱你的。
We need to let our children know that they can always count on our love.
无论你今天考100分，或是考60分
，whether they receive 100 or 60 on their test.
无论你今天长得很漂亮，还是长得很丑。
Whether they look pretty or ugly.
无论你今天多了一个手指头，或是少了一条胳膊。
Whether they have an extra finger or missing.
无论你今天missing an arm.
Missing an arm.
无论你今天做错了多少事情，或是你今天成就有多高，我的爱永远是持续不断的。
Whether they have made accomplishments or mistakes, their love, the parents' love should always be there.
因为这样子，我们的孩子在他最困难的时刻，他永远知道哪里有一条膀臂，他可以依靠。
With such kind of constant love, they can always rely on this important source.
有一只熊妈妈， 生了三只小熊。
Mother, there was a mother bear that gave birth to three cubs.
结果呢，他就示范这三只小熊怎么样抓鳟鱼呀。
The mother bear taught the cubs how to catch trouts.
或是怎么样抓鲑鱼哈？那他就在那个水很平静的地方这样抓，可是都抓不到。那个妈妈熊。
The mother demonstrated by trying to catch the fish in still water, and she could not catch any.
因为有鱼都没有从那里游过去啊。
Because the fish would not go by that place.
没有办法，只好带这些小熊到一个水比较急喘的地方，那个是鲑鱼要经过的地方。
So she would bring the cubs to a place where there is rushing water and where there's fish.
那想不到这两只小熊呢，跟着玩。被水冲到下游去了。
And while the cubs were playing in the water, they were
两只小熊，对不起。
While two of the cubs were playing, they were pushed downstream.
那个熊妈妈很着急，就赶快跟着下游去，冲着要去救这两只小熊。
And so the mother bear became very anxious and went downstream to look for the cubs.
留着另外一只小熊在岸上。
And the third cub was left on the shore.
他想不到那两只小熊他已经没有找到了。
And she could not find the two missing cubs.
那因为这只另外一只小熊总是在岸上被另外一只公熊一只公的熊给咬死了。
And so in the meantime, the third cub was bitten to death by a male bear.
到现在科学家还不晓得为什么有时候这些male bear, 这些公的熊有时候会杀那些小熊。
Even now,the scientists cannot explain why some male bears killed cubs.
也许可能怕他们长大以后争一些吃鱼吧。
Perhaps these cubs pose a potential threat in catching fish.
熊妈妈回来之后好难过，三个孩子一下子通通不见了。
So the mother bear was devastated because she lost all her three children.
她用舌头一直想要把这个死去的小熊把它舔醒。
She kept licking the dead cub, wanting to awaken.
很伤心啊。
She was very sad.
想不到伤心之余，很高兴的看到两只小熊从下游再走上来。
In her sadness, she became excited when she saw the two cubs coming upstream.
因为知道这两只小熊永远就是信赖妈妈的带领。
The two cubs always trusted the mother's guidance.
也许从今以后，这两只小熊不再信任其他那些雄性的熊了。
Perhaps they would never trust other male bears again.
但是妈妈的爱永远是保护着他们的，永远是不间断的。
But they can always count on the mother bear's love.
我们妈妈的爱，我觉得常常真的是就好像一位陈姐妹所见证的，像神的爱一样。
According to Sister Chen's testimony, our mother's love is like the love of God.
我听了见证最感动的地方是，当她看到以为儿子快死，小孩子快死的时候。他祈求神能够代替孩子的生命。
Her testimony touched me when she said that she was willing to give years in her life to her children, to her child.
她回忆到夫妻的爱并不太像是母亲的爱。
And she noticed the difference between love between husband and wife and the love of mothers.
有时候觉得夫妻的爱常常可能会褪色，可能有时候会有一点点。不一定完全无私的。
The love between spouses may fade over time, and it is sometimes imperfect.
但是对小孩子的爱真的是完全像神的爱一样，是完全无私的。
But our love for our children, like the love of God, is always so perfect.
我在想，如果今天这两个小孩子需要换一颗肾，这个妈妈一定会把肾给捐出来。
I believe she would have donated her kidney if she could save the children.
我相信如果他们小孩需要换一颗心，他也会把心给掏出来。
If the children needed a heart, she would have given it to them.
这是我在想，如果陈姐妹的孩子听到她妈妈这样一种见证。
If Sister Chen heard a similar testimony from her mother,
她一定是感到非常的感动。
She would be very touched herself.
对，这种温暖相信是会成为她一辈子的依靠。
Because such love and warmth will be something she could count on for the rest of her life.
Hannah 的爱就是给予温成长温暖的一种爱。
So Hannah's, Hannah loved her child by providing warmth in his maturing years.
除此之外 ，Hannah 的爱也是注重造就撒母耳灵性的一位妈妈。
Not only so, Hannah showed his love by nurturing his spirit.
我们来看撒母耳记上二章的十二节。
Please read 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12.
撒母耳记上二章十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12.
以利的两个儿子是二人，不认识主。我们请跳过来看二十六节。
Verse 26.
孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，神与人耶和华喜爱他。这是两句回然不同的句子。
These are very two different and contrasting statements.
以利的两个孩子在圣殿里面服侍。
Eli's two sons served in the temple.
他们是祭司做带领的工作。
They were priests and leaders.
我在想，哈拿怎么放心把他的孩子放在一个有两个以利孩子的地方呢？
I wonder how Hannah could trust her child with the Eli's two sons.
我在想，哈拿既然知道以利都没有办法教自己的小孩，没有能力再管教一个不是他所生的小孩呢？
If Eli cannot even discipline his own sons, then how can he bring up another child?
这样子，哈拿之所以这么放心，一定在这个之前好好的把撒母耳用神的话语教导得非常成功啊。
Hannah had the confidence to bring his child to the temple because she must have trained him up before that time.
我们来看一章的二十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 22.
一章的二十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 22.
哈拿却没有上去对丈夫说，等孩子渐断了奶，我便带他去朝见神，使他永远住在那里。他丈夫以利将他说，随你的意思行吧，可以等孩子断了奶，但愿神应验他的话。于是妇人在家里抚养儿子，直到断了奶。真皮肉说，哈拿在孩子断奶之前不放心把孩子带到圣殿里面去。
Hannah
或者是没有把孩子带到圣殿里面去。
Hannah did not bring the boy to the temple before he was weaned.
她要好好的把神的话放在孩子的心中。
She wanted to place God's word in his heart.
这让我想起摩西的故事。
This reminds me of Moses' story.
摩西长大之后就不愿意成为法老儿子女儿的儿子。
After Moses grew up, he was not willing to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
为什么呢？因为在自己妈妈的家中，妈妈已经把神的道理丰丰富富地藏在他心中了。
And this was because while he was at his mother's home, he has stored up the word of God richly.
所以小弟相信哈拿一定从小就像提摩太一样，让撒母耳从小就明白圣经。
So,
或者神的律法。
Like Timothy, Samuel must have learned the law of the Lord in his young age.
所以他才放心让他处于那一种相当不是很适合一个孩子教育长大的一个环境。
And because of that, Hannah was confident to let Samuel stay in an adverse environment.
今天我们的孩子也都要离开我们眼去。
Today, our children will leave us one day.
我们没有办法一天二十四小时跟他们在一起。
We cannot be with them 24 hours a day.
他们在学校的时候也许会遇到同性恋所抚养的孩子。
In schools, they may meet children with homosexual parents.
他们也许会遇到吃药喝酒淫乱的孩子。
They may meet other children who have who commit sexual immorality or take drugs.
在美国，很多人不放心把孩子送到公立学校。
In America, many parents don't want to let their children go to public schools.
他们甚至把他放在家里，用美国政府的一个计划，在家里自己教育自己的小孩。
They even use the homeschooling, which is allowed by the government to teach their children.
但是我想，最根本之计还是真的从小教育我们的孩子。
But I believe the fundamental solution is to teach our children while they are young.
我们要随时把神的话放在他们的心中。
We must always put God's word in their hearts.
前几天我在家里面看到我的孩子跟对面的孩子在玩。
A few days ago, I saw my children playing with the kids from across the street.
他们一起爬一棵树。
They were climbing a tree together.
有一个一年级的小女生呢，我看到突然之间把我孩子从树上推下来。
And I saw that a girl who was in her first year elementary school pushed down my boy.
我的儿子也在一年级哈，也读一年级。
My boy is also in the first grade.
我的孩子气死了。
My boy was so angry.
所以就跳起来打那个女生的脚啊。
So he jumped up and hit her legs.
然后呢，要把她的脚给脱下来，就是要把她从树上给脱下来就对了。
And he wanted to grab her legs and pull her down the tree.
我看到气死了。
I was so mad when I saw that.
就把她喊进来。
So I yelled at him and called him in.
还没有骂她，她眼泪就开始先掉下来了。
Before I yelled at him, he already cried.
他说，是他先推我的，是他先推我的，一直在那边辩白。
He kept defending himself. She pushed me first.
我就问他说，你到教会里面学什么？
I said, what did you learn at church?
是不是要在教会是不是要学打架？
Did you learn to fight in church?
他说没有啊，他教会告诉我们要 be nice to people.
He said, no, in church we are told to be nice to people.
那我问他说：“你为什么不能够好好的对待她
？”I said, "Why didn't you treat that girl nicely?"
他说：“我不知道。
”He said, "I don't know."
我发觉到这个也是很难哦，大人都很难的，光是小孩子。
I realized that it's very difficult to be nice to people. Even adults find it hard to do that.
但是我发觉到，如果我没有随时的管教她，她的知识跟她的生活没有办法成为一致。
But if I fail to always teach him.He will not be able to live up to what he knows.
我们跟孩子在一起的时间非常有限。
The time we have with our children is very limited.
如果现在不管教，以后真的会成长歪了，就很难再搬回来了。
If we do not teach them now, when they go astray, it will be very difficult to bring them back.
所以我常常很感谢主，看到很多弟兄姐妹在很多妈妈在用奶粉给 baby 吃的时候，都叫 baby 先祷告。
I often thank God when I see mothers teaching their children to pray before drinking milk.
你小小的年纪不懂得合着手是什么意思，还不知道。
Perhaps at their early age, they do not know what it means to clasp their hands.
但是这是无形的教养，他们长大就知道。
But through such constant training, the children will learn.
有的妈妈在孩子睡觉的时候给他们读圣经的故事。
Some mothers read Bible stories. Before bedtime.
我想就是对他们成长都有一个非常正面的影响。
I believe these have positive influence on the children.
哈拿不只是用心的栽培这个孩子，我相信他更是把这个孩子送到圣殿里面去接受以利的训练了。
Not only did Hannah nurture him at home, she also sent him to be trained under Eli.
我们再看一下二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
看二十四节。
Verse 24.
断了奶就把孩子一章二十四节，撒母耳记上一章二十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 24.
断了奶就把孩子带上示罗，到了神的殿，又在那里，又带了三只公牛等等哈。二十五节。
25.
宰了一只公牛，就领小孩到以利面前。二十八节。
28.
所以我将这孩子。归于神，使他终身归于神，于是在那里敬拜神。这边提到说沙摩尔被带到圣殿里面去做服事的工作。
Samuel was brought to the temple to serve there.
没有错，在这个地方有两个很坏的有两个很坏的祭司。
It is true that there were two evil priests in the temple.
然而在这里他在服事的时候可以接触到属灵的环境。
But while Samuel served there, he was in a spiritual environment.
他可以看到陈设饼，可以看到金灯台，可以了解服事的的一种制度。
He saw things like the showbread and the golden lampstand, as well as the institution of serving God.
我们要让我们的孩子在一个敬虔的环境当中长大。
We need to let our children grow up in a godly environment.
我们要注重环境的教育。
So we need to.Pay attention to what kind of environment they're in.
环境对一个人影响很大。
The surrounding can have great influence on a person.
有一只狗很会唱卡拉 OK.
There's a dog that's good at singing karaoke.
每天下午两点到的时候呢，它就拍拍卡拉 OK， 跟主人说我要开始唱歌了。
At 2 p.m. every afternoon, he would wave at the master and said, "I want to sing karaoke.
虽然他唱得五音不全，但是他还是唱得很高兴。
Even though the dog cannot sing very well, it's very happy singing.
你知道为什么这只小狗会变成这样子吗？
What made this dog this way?
因为这只小狗还很小的时候呢，它的主人常常看卡拉 OK 给它听啊。
Because while this dog was a puppy, the master, the owner would always play karaoke.
我们现在的人称为这种叫做环境的教育，叫浸教。
This is an education through the environment.
有个姐妹她这样说，她的孩子很会念书。
Sister said that her child is very good in school.
因为她小时候常常听古典音乐，我想这是有道理的。
And because the child always listened to classical music when he was little.
我们不要看小朋友到教会好像什么都不懂，事实上这是培养他敬虔气氛的一个非常重要的地方。
Don't think that by bringing.
常常很感谢主，很多孩子，很多妈妈晓得把孩子送到学生营会 was NYTS.
We thank God that many mothers send their children to student convocations or the NYTS.
因为他们知道在教会虽然也会遇到一些留瓦头瓦梳得很怪异的孩子，但是他们还是可以在从神那边领受到很多丰盛的生命。
Even though they know that in church their children will meet other children, such as those who have strange hairstyles, yet they know that in the church they can have abundant spiritual life.
再来，在灵性的造就上面，除了给他敬教以外，哈拿做一个最重要的工作，就是把这个孩子献给神。
Most importantly, besides giving him the right environment, Hannah also dedicated him to the Lord.
我们再参考一章的27节。
Please read chapter 1, verse 27.
我祈求为要得这孩子，神已经将我所求的给我了。24节
Verse 24
既断了奶，就把孩子带上了示罗。我们看到这里就好了。哈拿在孩子断奶的时候就把他带到示罗去了，在那边献给神给神来使用。
As soon as the boy had weaned, was weaned, Hannah brought him to Shiloh to serve the Lord there.
这里小弟觉得不只是断奶而已，这个动作而已。
The important thing to notice is not just the fact that he was weaned,
而是他把自己对孩子爱的这种私情都给隐藏起来，不给断了。
But also that she also let go of her love, her feelings for the child.
不晓得大家有没有这样的一个经验哦。
I don't know if you have this feeling.
你知道这个孩子这样做是对的，应该这样做，但是你会觉得很舍不得这样子。
Even though you know it's right for your child to do something, but you don't have the heart to let him go.
虽然舍不得，你还是把他献上给主啊。
Even though you don't want to let them go, you should still dedicate them to the Lord.
有一次我的孩子换学校上学的第一天我陪他去。
When my children went, got into a new school, I went with them to the first day of class.
那时候他才小学一年级。男孩。
It was my boy, and he was, it was first year in school.
我发觉到我带他进那个他的教室的时候呢，他躲在我的后面。
When I brought him to the classroom, he was hiding behind me.
所有都是新的。
Because everything was new.
没有一个人他认识。
He didn't know anyone.
我要跟着走出来的时候，他拉着我一脚要跟着走出来。
When I walked out of the classroom, he took hold of me and wanted to follow.
我真的很舍不得说，哎呀，糟糕了，这个孩子哦，很舍不得把他一个人孤孤单单留在那个陌生的环境。
And I felt terrible for letting him, for leaving him behind in a very strange environment.
但是这是对他的生命来讲是一个非常正确的选择。
But I knew that it was the right decision to make.
所以宁愿让他来受苦。
So I let him go and suffer.
可是哈拿今天宁愿让他自己来受苦，或是让孩子来受苦，是为了神的缘故。
Hannah was willing to go through sufferings and let her child go through sufferings for the sake of the Lord.
为了他的灵性好，为了国家的兴旺，他做这样一个很大的牺牲啊。
For the sake of Samuel's spiritual life and for the sake of the country, Hannah made a great sacrifice.
我们有时候很能了解这样的一个心情。
Sometimes it may be hard for us to relate to this feeling.
直到小弟有一次，也读到 Tracy 黄他到非洲去的一个 report.
But once I read the report by Sister Tracy Huang, who went to Africa.
应该是发表在最新一期的 Mana 上面。
It's published in the recent issue of Mana.
他在谈到 她要到一个非常落后的地方，她妈妈本身那种挣扎的心情。
She wrote that, well, when her mother found out that she was going to go to this remote place, she was struggling.
妈妈真的很不乐意自己一个这样子好像一朵花的女儿，这么容易培养出来一个孩子，怎么突然间到一个这么糟糕的地方，会不会生病呢？
She worried because was afraid that when she went to Africa, she would be sick.
但感谢主，后来妈妈还是点头了。
But eventually she consented.
我想她也许有这种奉献撒母的心情吧。
I believe she had the sacrificial spirit of Hannah.
我们今天有多少父母真的是为我们的神在教育我们的孩子呢？
How many parents today in the church are training our children for the Lord's sake?
我们多少父母愿意我们的小孩子将来能够服侍神呢？
How many of our parents want to let our children serve God?
我相信如果我们这样的妈妈有更多，
If we have more of such mothers in church,
你会知道教会以后的神、教会以后一定是有充充足足的恩赐在教会里面显示出来，
Then the grace of God will be manifested fully in the church.
这是对孩子一个非常好的一个选择，因为他的灵命要在服事上面得到更大的长进。
This is the right choice to make for our children, and in the process, they will also mature spiritually.
Hannah 不只是提供成长的温暖，她更提供了一个孩子灵性长大的一个帮助他灵性长大一个非常好的环境。
Hannah not only provided a warmth in Samuel's maturing years, she also gave him a nurture.
我觉得 Hannah 的母亲的成功，更重要的是在祷告上面留下一个非常美丽的佳饭。
And I believe that the best thing that she gave Samuel was the example in prayer.
Hannah 很懂得在困难的时候祷告神。
Hannah was a prayerful woman who prayed in times of hardship.
你会知道 Hannah 她困难的时候，她没有找人去做商量。
In times of hardship, she did not discuss her problem with others.
她也没有跟激怒她的人生气。
She did not hold a grudge against the one who stirred her up.
她没有利用她先生对她的爱，好好的诽谤她的敌人，就是她先生的另外一个太太。
She did not take advantage of her husband's love against the other wife.
她甚至等到全家人都吃完饭的时候，她才去教会祷告。圣殿祷告。
In fact, she only went into the temple. To pray after the whole family have finished their meal.
我们就看出来她是一个非常温柔的人呢。
So we can tell from these that she was a gentle woman.
我们来参考一章的第九节。
Please read chapter 1 verse 19.
一章的第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿站起来，祭司以利在神的殿门框旁坐在自己的位置上面。我们会觉得哈拿那时候虽然心里非常痛苦，
Even though Hannah was deeply distressed,
她事实上也没吃饭，
She did not eat.
但是她等大家都吃饱了，自己才上圣殿去祷告。
Yet she waited for everyone else to finish the meal before she went up.
她没有把心中的困难告诉任何人，
She did not tell her sorrows to anyone.
她知道人没有办法解决她的问题，
She knew that no one else could solve her problem.
她没有把她的困难造成全家人的困难。
She did not make her problems the problem of the whole family.
她等大家吃饱了，她才去做自己该做的事情。
She only did what she had to do after everyone else had.
她真是一个懂得祷告的人。
She was a woman of prayer.
她祷告倾心吐意，还被以利这个祭司来误会，说你是一个不正经的女人。
She poured out her heart in prayer, yet Eli thought that she was a wicked woman.
她还是没有生气。
Yet Hannah was not angry.
她慢慢地解释自己的情况。
She slowly explained her sorrow.
并且对一个糊涂的祭司充满了信心。
She even had faith in a foolish priest.
她已经祷告过了，她心也已经平安了。
She prayed and she had peace in her heart.
她没有说祷告过了，明天家人叫她一起去祷告，她说：“哎呀，不用去了，反正我昨天已经祷告过了。”
She did not say to her family who was going up to pray the next day, "I have already prayed, so you go."
我们来看一章的十九节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 19.
次日清早，他们起来，在神面前敬拜，就回到拉玛，到了家里。这是次日清早，哈拿还是一样跟着去拜神啊。
Early the next morning, Hannah went with the family to worship.
如果我是哈拿的话
，If I were Hannah,
反正我有信心了。
I may say I have faith.
反正神已经听我祷告了。
God has heard my prayer.
反正我已经敬拜过了。
I've worshipped him.
要去你们自己去吧。
You go yourself.
我昨天祷告太累了，我今天在家里睡觉就好了。
I prayed so hard yesterday. I'm going to rest at home today.
他没有这样做。
She didn't do that.
所以我真的看出他是个非常很会祷告的一个人。
So she was a woman of prayer.
他心中唯有神是他的依靠。
And God was her trust.
这个是让我们学习到，我们无论遇到任何困难，在撒母先知遇到最困难的时候，他也懂得来依靠神呢。Because
Hannah relied on the Lord, Samuel also learned to rely on the Lord.
哈拿不只是在痛苦的时候懂得祷告神。Hannah
prayed to the Lord not only in her distress.
她在快乐的奉献之后，她依然祷告神。She
also prayed to the Lord after she joyfully offered.
我们看二章的第一节。Chapter
2, verse 1.
他那祷告说：“我的心因主快乐，我的脚因主高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因主的救恩欢心。”整个祷告充满了欢喜快乐的心情。Her
whole prayer was filled with joy.
这是值得我们来学习的。无论在顺境在逆境，我们都应该向神祷告，向神感恩。So
like Hannah, we need to always pray to the Lord and give thanks to Him, whether in adversity or prosperity.
如果一个人只懂得在困难祈求神，不懂得在顺利的时候感恩、感谢神，用祷告来感谢神，我们认为这样的一种信仰可能还没有到扎根的工作。If
we only call out to the Lord in times of adversity, then our faith has not taken root.
撒母耳以后这一辈子，他成为一个代祷的先知啊。Samuel
became a prophet of prayer in his life.
我们来参考《撒母记上》12章的23节。Please
turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23.
至于我，我断不停止。《撒母记上》12章23节。
1 Samuel 12, 23.
至于我，我断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪神。我必以善道指教你们。 撒母耳这一辈子从来不停止为以色列百姓来祷告。Samuel
never ceased to pray for the people.
我在想，这应该是跟着妈妈学的。I
believe he learned this from his mother.
相信一个祷告的妈妈很懂得为孩子来祷告。A
praying mother must have prayed for her child.
所以他也懂得，撒母耳本身也学习到如何为别人来祷告。So
Samuel himself also had been taught to pray for others.
所以让我们每个妈妈都做一个代祷的妈妈。
So let every mother here be a praying mother.
耶稣说, 你们不要为我哭, 要为你们的子女来哭。
Jesus said to the women, do not weep for me, but weep for your children.
有一个姐妹她做见证,
the sister shared this testimony.
她说爱, 她的题目是, 爱是一种痛苦的代价。
The theme of her testimony is that love is a price to pay.
她提到她的妈妈怎么样为她的弟弟来祷告。
She mentioned how her mother prayed for her younger brother.
我是哥哥，我不晓得是弟弟还是哥哥。但是这位，因为他的这位兄弟呢，非常的叛逆。
This brother is very rebellious.
他妈妈真的不晓得怎么办，眼泪已经流干了。Her
mother didn't know what to do with him, and she wept for him so much.
所以他只好妈妈求神说：“神啊，请你帮我拿鞭子来提醒我的儿子。”
So the mother requested the Lord to chastise her son.
发现到她这个姐妹做见证的时候，发现到真的常常看到神拿鞭子在提醒她的兄弟啊。
In the testimony, we were told that the Lord actually chastised this brother.
当她的哥哥翘课的时候，
when her brother skipped class,
很多她的同学翘课都没有发生什么事情。
Other children skip class and nothing happened to them.
他一翘课就马上学校马上打电话回来跟妈妈讲。
When he skipped class, the school called the mother immediately.
他的哥哥去做一些坏事情。
When her brother went to do bad things.
平常的人都不会被警察抓到。
Other kids never get caught.
他就是被警察抓到，并且被下到监牢里面去做一段牢，做好一段时间。
But he got caught and went to jail for a long period of time.
但是他妈妈没有因此这样子而感到对神有所抱怨。
The mother never complained over these things.
她知道借着这样子，神要让她儿子回头。
Because she knew that through these trials, the Lord will bring him back.
你会觉得爱在她的心里面真的是一种痛苦的过程，或是一种痛苦的代价。
Therefore, for her, love was truly a painful price to pay.
如今我看到她的儿子是回头了。
Now her son has been restored.
如今妈妈已经不在了。
But the mother has gone, has been.
不晓得还有没有人继续为这个孩子代祷。
The mother is gone, and I don't know if anyone else will continue to pray for him.
祈祷的力量真的是非常的大。
The power of intercession is truly great.
我相信哈拿生下一个会代祷儿子，本身一定是一个代祷妈妈。
The fact that Samuel was a praying prophet must have meant that Hannah was a praying mother.
让我们也来做一个代祷的妈妈，在祷告当中做模范。
Let us be mothers of prayer and set examples of prayer.
我们如果是一个祷告的家庭，
if we live in a family of prayer,
我们一定会是一个蒙福的家庭。
Then our family will be a blessed family.
撒母耳是以色列的非常重要的一位士师、先知跟祭司。
Samuel was an important judge, priest, and prophet in Israel.
他之所以成功，因为后面有一只推动摇篮的手。
He was successful because of the hand that rocked the cradle.
我们的孩子以后也会成功。
Our children will succeed one day.
但是很在于我们这双推动摇篮的手。
But all these depend on the hands, our hands that rock their cradles.
愿我们的神祝福我们。
May the Lord Jesus bless us.
使我们都能够学习到哈拿的爱。
So we can learn Hannah's love.